heck, I don't think there's anybody that we don't like, Mel.
We're missing them.
Oh.
Hi there.
Tell me who you are.
I'm Travis Davis with Hughes General Contractors.
Okay.
And I've been getting the updates on the business, but it's just in the neighborhood, so I thought I'd stop by. And honestly, we're just keeping track of the Hatch Park project.
Oh, good. Well, glad to have you. Do you want to sit in the front of the room, or are you okay?
No, I'm good here.
Okay. All right.
You don't need me in that room.
Which association? I'm sorry, I missed that part.
Hughes General Contractors.
Down on the road, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, we built this building.
Oh, and did a fine job.
And I'm comfortable enough to come inside.
Well, that's good. That's a good thing, right?
Yeah.
Well, welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's just move on down the agenda. A motion to approve the minutes from June 27th, 2023.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from June 2023.
You. Any second?
Oh,
lots of seconds. Okay, then I know I'm supposed to say something out on my notes. Minutes have been approved. Thank you. Okay, Public Works. It's you guys.
Thank you. I just wanted to report back and thank everybody else that helped. Guys killed it. A couple hard days of work, but I think it turned out real well. I just wanted to say thanks to everybody.
Thanks to you guys for your assignment.
Went well. A few events we haven't done our debrief. We've done our internal debrief, but yeah. So thank you there. I'm going to report back because I think you guys. The fun part of these jobs sometimes is you make these decisions and then sometimes you don't see the end product. You
know, I saw.
The court looks awesome.
Does it look awesome? It's beautiful.
Yeah. So that turned out really great.
Colors are awesome.
So I'm going to have to go play pickleball.
Yes. So these are the we should have Allie in here just to see because June helped pick out the parks, right? So
yeah.
These turned out awesome.
The signs look good.
That sign is
beautiful. Signs, yeah. TJ and his guys just got those in last week or two, and they look freaking awesome. So
yeah, I went to take a picture of them, and they were already done by the time I was like, right there, take a picture.
Does your
So there's a couple more of those. Just see those parks, how they turned out. Just such an improvement.
Caleb's a cute sign. That's a cool sign.
Big props to TJ and his guys on those signs. They look awesome.
Can you send those pictures to us?
Sure.
I'd like those. Is that good?
Probably just
some good pictures. I am. I had someone in my office last week that said how awesome the parks are. I was going to tell you that. So thank you for that.
I see a big white rock over next to Hatch that you're saving for somebody. What's that one going to be? It's a huge.
You're talking about the one that
it's over in the
vacant apartment. It is just in there. It's not up. I mean. Okay. I guess it's ours now, but it's not.
I thought you were saving
not
it.
One we're saving, but
it'll be a bust of Kenley.
Just Ted Nolte.
You know, in my high school days, we had the Battle of the Rock. We just painted it whoever won could do that. And that goes back to the news.
Yes.
So there you go. Thanks to those guys. They did great work there. So discussion.
Yeah, thanks, David. So I'm Ken Leatham. I'm the city manager. I think I've met everybody here. But I thought, as I talked with David a little bit and some of the staff about your last meeting, and I do read the minutes of your meetings to try to stay current on what you're doing. I thought it might be good for me to take just a minute or two to talk a little bit about citizen committees and to share with you where I think some things we might do in this committee. So the city has, let me just say this, I'll start with this. The city has had great success in forming effective citizen committees. For different purposes, we have a we been in effect for about 7 years. And people don't really know that because it's kind of quiet. It goes, it's off in the corner doing its own thing.
They meet on the golf course.
They, no, well, sometimes, but they actually meet every month. And they have helped the city go through a process of selecting how the course and the event center would be managed way back 7.5 years ago. And then going through the process of selecting a general manager, which is Tyler Abeglin, if you know him. He's been on board now. This is his third season. Helping us go through the renovation of the golf course. It's been a really effective citizen committee, working in partnership with city staff and with the city council. And more recently, 2 years ago, the city formed a new committee called the Health and Wellness Committee. And now several staff members, myself included, and at department head levels and other levels, we provide staff support to those citizen committees, which also is a great partnership. And I know that you have a strong partnership here with David and John and Randy and others, Carmen, and TJ, as staff comes in and supports the committee and helps. It's awesome. That Health and Wellness Committee went through a process that I think this committee could benefit from. And so as we formed 2 years ago, all we had was one document to start with. It was a city council resolution where the council said, we're forming a citizen committee, here's who we want to be on the committee, and here's some general duties that we want the committee to do. This, your committee, has a similar resolution. And then that committee, as it formed, we held a few meetings, we talked about the duties, and then we decided we would put together bylaws, that we would put together some written, in the bylaws, we put together some written protocols on how we would do business. Maybe how often we would meet, how agendas get put together, how meetings get scheduled, how they get canceled, how, you know, just how things are supposed to work, how officers get chosen, like a chair and a vice chair, and those sorts of things. And so that document was really the foundational support when that committee adopted its bylaws to add some structure to the committee and how it did its business. What I'm kind of leading up to, I guess, is a couple of ideas. This committee has changed and grown over time and has become such a valuable committee in different ways to the city. But my observation is that we, now that we're kind of on our feet and getting going, there's interest in every aspect of what this committee was formed to do. There's interest in parks, facilities, trail building, active transportation, and that's just not even mentioning all the civic events that you guys staff during the year, which is a growing list. We added some events this year. That is, the city council added some events, like the Pride event, the Juneteenth event, and others. And some of you have participated in those. And so what I see is really a growing need for everything that this committee has been asked to do. And I'm not sure that we can really accomplish all those things right now, even in the committee in its present form. It may lead to a second committee for active transportation, or a committee that just deals with parks, park designs, park facilities, park maintenance, like we've seen in the presentation. We need to really kind of think through, and the city staff is thinking through, just what's the best way to effectively accomplish everything we've asked the city's citizen committee to do. We don't want to leave anything off the table. We don't want to leave the arts out or the trails out or anything. So So we're kind of talking about those things, and I know I'm being a little bit candid with you, and maybe this comes as a surprise. I don't have any specific proposals tonight on that. Here's the specific idea that I would recommend that we do, and what David has already started working on. I think it would be really helpful for this committee to adopt its own set of bylaws. So rules on procedures and rules on agendas and rules on, it's not all just rules, but these would be maybe how you wish to conduct business as a committee, how you elect some officers, and I think you should have some officers so that you have some depth in, you know, if the chair can't make a meeting, you have a vice chair, and you may have others that we identify through that process. So I think though adopting some bylaws would be a good thing for this committee to do. We have you as committee members to pick and choose how you want to manage things. We have Ted Knowlton here, who's representing the city council, and he can weigh in, and then we have city staff that can weigh in. So I would recommend that to you, and we have a draft that we're working on internally, and so we want to get that draft to you in the next couple of weeks prior to your next meeting. So I would expect that on your next meeting, we'd have you consider the adoption of some bylaws. But we'll get them to you before your packet. So more than 3 or 4 days ahead of time, we'll do it a couple of weeks ahead and go from there. So now you know some of our thinking. I think, and David has expressed this, he may have expressed this to you, I think there's a desire on the staff's part to really be successful at everything the council has asked this committee to do. And so we're chewing on what's the best way to do that. And as we consider forming subcommittees or subgroups, it just occurred to me that that in our other committees, they all act as one committee together, and we don't really split off quite the way that maybe you guys have discussed. Not that there's something wrong with that, but there might be enough work to really form other committees. And I haven't made up my mind on that. I've not discussed it with Ted. And so we'll continue to chew on that. But I think the city does want to surge ahead in all of these areas. It's an exciting time for this committee. The project that really jazzes me up is the Hatch Park renovation. I'm so excited about it. It's what really motivates me. We're talking to contractors and designers right now because we're in this RFP period, and it's super exciting to think that this Hatch Park plan, which you guys had a part in creating and reviewing and recommending, could actually happen. This council went out on a limb and borrowed $16 million to do phase one of that park, and it's just a really exciting time. But you can see how a project like that might consume a lot of mental resource, even among the committee. And so at the same time we do Hatch Park, we don't want to set aside progress on trails in the foothills or active transportation on our streets or arts or whatever it is that we care about. We don't want to leave anything behind. So giving you some of my thinking, it's a bit random right now, so I'm sorry about that, except for the idea that we should do some bylaws, and we'll work on that for you and support this committee in, as you know, in any way that we can support the committee. So I just wanted to come and say that to you. I haven't attended this committee meeting in years, and so I did want to come and just share those thoughts with you. So thank you, David.
So Ken, real quick,
yeah.
So are all, and this is just me being new, but I suspect that all of the bylaws are published on the websites, correct? So health and wellness, I could go out and look
at those
bylaws or not.
I would assume so. I couldn't say for sure because I'm not the one doing that, but
I've been looking for these bylaws.
I'm happy to give you any documents you want to see.
I mean, if you could, I would just like to see examples before we get there, and just so that I can be prepared.
Well, we'll say to the health and wellness bylaws, they're really good, and they just got done a year ago. So, and the draft of your bylaws will look very similar.
Right. So and that's what I thought.
That's kind of the latest.
Bunch of different ones trying to.
Yeah, he's
not that I think it's perfect or anything.
Bunch.
Right, could there be a
lawyer?
Yeah. That's why you're
in the legalese.
Ken, may I ask? Let's see. You've been candid, you've been a little vague, a little random, all that is all good.
By the way, I'm not trying to be vague on purpose. It's just that these are unformed, kind of incomplete thoughts right now.
So. Okay. Just that it prompted you to come after last week's meeting, and for me, that was a very significant meeting because.
Yeah.
We finally did acknowledge that there were citizens
sure.
that wanted to contribute their time and talent towards the arts. So what's your concern about?
So my concern is whether or not we have the ability as one committee to tackle everything that needs to be done.
Yeah.
And I can see the diluting
you know? Would not be good. The
right.
diluting effort.
Yeah. That's really my only concern.
Yeah.
I care about the arts very much. I care about the way the city looks, the design of the town center, for example. It's a little frustrating to me that we haven't made better progress on some of those things. But I really want the town center, especially around Hatch Park, to look really great, and that includes the things that Allie talked about last time, where she shared with you the signage schemes and the streetscape and you know, how we're going to landscape the urban pathways and sidewalks. And, you know, I point to the property across the street from City Hall on the north side of Center Street as a fairly good example of what we said we wanted to do on the design. I look at it every day, so I kind of get, I don't notice it like I did at first. But when I walk along there, you know, there's planters right up next to the building. There's some stairways to walk that are interesting for pedestrians to walk to doorways and stuff. Mm-hmm. And there are trees and there are interesting lights. And as soon as we get the banner signs to be the right size, they'll fit on those poles. I'm frustrated by that because I see them blowing in the wind every day and they look silly. But they're coming down this week, so it's not these guys' fault.
It's funny how they looked great.
They do look great. Yeah. So, but that's kind of, I think our standards ought to be high. And I think we should strive to really have a vision and work on that vision together. And whether it ends up being more than one committee, I really don't know. And that's the vague part. But what I do know is there are some limitations. There's a limitation on staff's depth and time.
Yeah, I'm maybe hearing,
you know,
what you're saying about, and we're going to do this, and, that maybe more committees just keep saying and.
Right.
And so I can totally appreciate that.
Yeah. So I don't know if we can do everything.
Yeah,
you know,
we did bring
the
up
way
some...
that everyone wants it to be done.
I totally agree.
So.
I just totally agree. I just wanted to let you know, though, that I've been working on signage for about a year, and I just haven't gotten any traction on who could give me that guidance, particularly for the amphitheater.
Yes.
And so, I mean, that conversation that we had last week was such a step forward for the city and for me to say I'm here to contribute.
Sure.
So I hope it wasn't, I don't think we're going to go rogue and, like, plan a bunch of things.
No.
I don't want the
I'm
city.
I'm not here for that either.
We've just been through Liberty Fest and everybody was amazing.
I'm not here because, as the city manager, I've seen something wrong. I'm just here if I can help, because I see this committee and what you want to accomplish as becoming so much more complex than it was 5 years ago. You know.
Yeah.
Well, and
so,
very name of it, Parks, Trails, Arts, Recreation.
Yes.
And plus events, essentially.
Right.
P tier. is a lot for a committee. To deal with, and I think you're hitting it. that we have been figuring out on sort of an ad hoc basis.
Yes.
How do we do good for each of those letters? And if we're gonna do well on each of those letters, we felt like we need to hear from more people. Like, we didn't have the expertise on each of those letters that we wanted. And so I think that individuals around the room have thought, oh, I would love to bring in this person or that person. And my sense is, the main thing I just wanted to note is, I think that the idea of bylaws is fantastic, because it'll improve predictability. It'll help us all think through, what should this committee be like in 2023 and moving on?
Yeah.
And that's the main thing. And I just wanted to share with you, and also just reflect to see if there are comments around the table of some of the things that have just been happening, which is, we're striving to, you know, meet the moment on each of those letters, bring in more expertise, while not necessarily wanting to create more overhead, not necessarily wanting to create lots of extra meetings.
Right.
I don't think anybody really wants that.
Right.
But we're just trying to grapple with all these things.
Complexities coming forward.
I think the other thing that I would note, thank you, Ted, for that comment about the bylaws. I think the other thing the bylaws will do, and what it's done for the golf committee and the health and wellness committee, is that it has strengthened those committees' relationship with the city council. Now, I don't think you have a poor relationship with the city council, but I'll use health and wellness again as an example. They go to the city council at the beginning of every calendar year, and they share with the council what their goals are. They did that in January, and they said, here's the chair of that committee presented the goals for 2023 for that committee to the city council. And I just think formalizing a couple of those sorts of things with the city council will produce some feedback both directions, so that this committee has a better understanding of the city council's goals, because they have goals. Active transportation is, you may have talked about it here, but it's absolutely a goal of the city council. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
That from where I sit, that came from the city council, that we need to do more with active transportation. The state of Utah is doing more with active transportation. There's $50 million out there that the state's willing to commit to active transportation projects. So, you know, things are always changing, but I do think, to the extent that the bylaws would help here on some of those things that Ted mentioned, I think they will also have the effect of strengthening that connection between the city council and this committee, which can only be a good thing. I think if the city council had some, I point to you because arts is one that we've maybe not spend as much time on as other things in this committee, but you know, it will help your interests and efforts and this whole committee's efforts on the arts.
To formalize it.
You know, to formalize it. They're committed to it, you know, but having that interaction more often would be really great.
Okay, so very informally, please save the triangle for some considerations from this committee.
Yeah, I'm not working on the triangle right now.
Well, we are.
So I know you are.
Okay.
And that's a good example of something that really needs attention.
Yeah, the gateway.
You know, it needs a recommendation from this group, you know, to the council.
Okay.
So anyway, no, I'm not, I in my role, I'm not trying to bypass this committee, and I'm here in just as friendly as I can be to support this committee, because I think what you've done is, we can't thank you enough for the donation of time, your attendance at all of our events. I see Dallas everywhere I go taking pictures of city events. So grateful for his contribution of time, and all of you guys as you work hard. You know, I know you're engaged, you care about the city, and that's really a qualification to be a great committee member, is that you're engaged and you really want to make a good difference in the city. That's what we all want to do. So anyway, I've taken longer than I'm sure.
I do have a question.
Please.
So when you said about how the health and wellness came before the city council in January, it would be helpful to know that maybe that was expected of us, because we always plan things, and
yes.
I always wonder how city council finds out. I'm sure Ted is what you're the liaison that tells and things
yes.
like that. But it would be nice if they had maybe something that we're doing that they don't approve of, or that's something that they really like and they say move forward. I think it's helpful for that. So I was just thinking, in the future, would you like us to do that?
Yes.
So in January, just
yeah,
plan, even if we don't have a bylaw, invite me down, but
yeah.
just plan on to like maybe say what 2024 is going
sure.
forward, right?
And I think, and even now in the meetings at the midpoint of the year, the Health and Wellness Committee is talking about what's going to be in our 2024 presentation.
Okay.
It sort of guides their thinking a little bit. And the other thing that their goal setting has done is it's allowed them to sort of measure their progress. They track their progress, you know, which it will be different for this committee. You guys do track. I mean, I know David tracks everything that he does, and so I know you guys do that too. And I think the city council would greatly benefit from a presentation by the chair of this committee in early in 2024, an overview of what you've accomplished in 2023, what you, the way you've organized yourselves, introduce the committee members, because it's been a while. The golf committee does this. They all show up for their annual thing. So
would it be beneficial to not do it in January, to do it like earlier then, so that you don't have every committee that time? Or?
Oh, no, we'll schedule, yes.
You'll
schedule,
okay.
We have plenty of time.
Okay,
yeah,
perfect.
We'll put
okay.
you in a work meeting or something.
Okay.
January, February. But I do think it's really beneficial to the council members to hear from the committee chairs what you guys are working on, what you've been working on. And Ted does a great job keeping the council informed, but that's not the same as, I mean, I'm talking about a presentation that David maybe can help you put together,
sure.
or you can put it together. The chair of the Health and Wellness Committee put his own presentation together. He just wanted me to send him the spreadsheet of the goals, and he did the whole thing. So, you know, it just depends on how you want to do it.
Well, maybe even this coming up, we have a lot of things coming up.
Yeah.
So maybe it would be helpful
right.
to come even like the next month or in September
sure.
to say what's coming up in the fall.
Yeah, you could come more often than once a year.
Well, sure.
Because this committee is just so busy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I actually
there's
think
so many things.
PTAR.
Yeah.
And then Yvette, I mean, let's discount that one. But we've got one per quarter that we
you
can
could absolutely do a quarterly.
Right?
Yes.
Just parks on one,
yep.
trails, arts, recreation,
absolutely.
And hit that. But in the January, you could do January and then do a February quarter.
Yeah.
That January is the overview. I mean, that's just going
yeah.
through my head.
So just, you know, not that you had doubts about this, but rest assured that the city staff is here to help and support and do anything we can do to support this committee and as it contemplates and is careful about goals and what you wish to do. We'll help you make those presentations to the council. We'll help you make those recommendations. Really, the role of our citizen committees is to recommend things to the city council. The city council has a role to evaluate what's most important in the city. And when they spend funds, public funds, they're always weighing those expenditures against everything else. So, you know, right here in this room, if we were just to close the door, we could all agree that parks is the highest priority in the city. But then you go to a council meeting and it's you know, we have public safety, we have police and fire, we have other services, sometimes we have legal obligations that cost money. I mean, there's just all kinds of competing things. And so wisely, I think the city council wants to get your best recommendations on what you think where you think we should spend city resources, both financial and mental resources, staff resources, and those kinds of things. So I was really thrilled that you got the presentation just to address your issue on the signs for the town center, because I don't think we've advertised very well that we've adopted a sign scheme for the town center, and you don't see those signs yet, but we need to move towards implementation.
I've heard about them for about a year, but I just auger in on, but I need it here, and this is not going to be that, and so, it's not going to, I've just been trying to.
Yeah, and it can be frustrating to know that we have plans, but that implementation step, you know, that's it takes a lot longer than we think it should, and we get frustrated. But anyway, just know we're here to help that move along. Sorry, David. There's all your drink. We're friends now, so. Anyway, thanks for letting me.
That's terrific. Thank
you. Thank
you
for coming. Appreciate it.
Moving on. TED Talk. All right, well, and you know, Ken can help me with the first of two things I'll mention on my updates, and that's an update on Hatch Park. In fact, you would do a much better job than I would do on that, but I wanted to note that the RFP is, I didn't know the exact timing of it, but
I have an update on that, actually.
Okay, so you could. Anyway, why don't I turn to you for the Hatch Park, and then I'll talk about the water conservation plan, and then that'll be the collection.
Okay, so as I said, Ted said, we're in an RFP window of a few weeks, and we put the submittal deadline as August 3rd. I think that we are, we've been discussing today because we've had a request to extend it 1 week, so I think we will extend it to August 10th. We had a voluntary meeting for any designers and firms that wanted to come and ask questions about the project and the RFP. David did a masterful job in the presentation on Hatch Park. It was amazing. We had a really good meeting with eight or nine, I think it was nine actually, design firms that were represented at that meeting. They've been asking us questions. Today was the question deadline, so after today they went out to ask any other questions. I think we'll extend that to next Wednesday, the 2nd. I know. These questions are really hard for us, but we work through them. Anyway, so it'll go another week until August 10th. But and then the council, we will work with a process that may involve some of you. We're still thinking about best process for that, of selecting the firm that we wish to engage for that service. The one thing we did differently on this RFP is that we reserved the right to select a firm, any firm we wished, based on their qualifications and not based on the lowest bid.
That's good.
We're going to spend $16 million and we may end up spending $25 million before we're done with all the phases. You just don't want to lowball the design services for $10,000 or $20,000. You know, it's just short-sighted to do that.
So you're done, you spend it all.
Yeah. So we'll pick the best firm that we can find, and there are some really good ones out there.
So do you have actual criteria to meet legal and citizen? Okay. Just want to make sure, because I have to go through that, and it's like, it's not price, but it's, here's a scorecard.
We specifically put a criteria in there, a methodology for how we were going to score the responses. We required two submittals. One was a design proposal for how they would approach the project. That's what the scoring would be based on, how we select. And then the second submittal is a sealed submittal of the actual price, and we will do the scoring first, and then we will open the seal portion of the bid. So that's been done in a number of other cases. It was recommended to us by a different agency that we talked to a few agencies about doing this as a construction management. I've forgotten the acronym.
CMGC. Construction Manager
General Contractor. Yeah, sorry. Thank you. So, he's here for that. Anyway, shortly after we select the design firm, one of the first tasks we'll have will be to have that firm assist us with the selection of a general contractor and construction manager. So that'll happen quickly, and then together, those groups move ahead with the plans towards construction.
What I like about this is it gives us the ability to like base it more off innovation and creativity instead of just price. And
yeah.
Is price still a factor, or is it completely separate?
It's always a factor, and I think this is totally vague, but I think we'll cross that bridge when we open up the sealed portion.
Because a lot of the questions are like, we're kind of asking for stuff a la carte.
Right.
So it's like, well, yeah, if you want this lighting system on this, it's this much. If you want this lighting system, it's this much.
So they're, you're expecting adders onto a base bid,
yeah,
based on the a la carte.
We put six or seven really specific paragraphs in there on here's what we expect your response to contain. But we also hit this other idea of we really want to see innovation, creativity, what sorts of out of the box thinking are we hiring?
I told you that we don't want a cover band.
Yeah, you did.
Cover bands don't change the world. We want something that's unique.
And I'm just reading here out of the RFP. It has design innovation 30%, qualifications, key personnel, relevant experience 30%, project methodology 20%, and project cost 20%.
So
in the RFPs that we see generally out there, to do the project cost at 20%, that is, you're basically screaming, hey, we want innovation. Because usually project cost has like a 50% or higher weighting.
Thanks for saying that, because I wasn't sure. So
that's cool.
And it shows in the scoring.
I like those words.
Yeah.
Are we requiring a bid bond for the bids?
We probably will when we sign the contract.
A what again?
A bid bond.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, certainly on the general contractor.
Okay.
So are they going to go off of that plan that we had gotten drawn up, or are they going to come up with their own?
That's the plan that accompanied the RFP, but I think we made it clear that that was a concept plan and that we really want to see ideas.
So. And walkability continuing to be number one or, real important to our
team. Yeah, I think the spirit of that concept plan is really a human scale, human level plan. So I would guess that most of these, or all of these firms, kind of got that message from the concept plan. There are some things we don't want to change. Like, we do want to daylight the storm drain, We want to have a water feature.
We sent them the notes from the committee, too.
Yeah.
Like, well, the stuff that we had talked about, the surveys we did that we found important, things like that.
Yeah.
I think a lot of those elements initial plan.
Yeah, they completely changed everything.
Yeah, they discussed it.
Mm-hmm.
Is Davis Rec still on board?
We're still working with them. I would say this: their board, which is a governing board like the city council is for the city, their board is not prepared to expansion right now. So I'm working with their board. Mayor Horrocks is the chair of the board in 2024. So I think Mayor Horrocks and I will try to bring that issue to a head in 2024 and really help that board to commit or to walk away from this idea of expansion at Hatch Park, because we can't just leave in limbo.
It's in RFP as phase two.
It's in phase two, yes. So the general understanding we have, the general commitment we made to the board in writing, sort of a one-page letter, was we would reserve 3.5 acres for 3 years for the board to make a decision. Mm-hmm. So whether they wanted to contract with us for expansion on that property. So
3 years as we get.
Well, and I was gonna say, so was the time that we spent on those committees, was it valuable? Because I felt like, okay, it was, okay.
It was fun.
It was fun, and they fed us, but I felt like we were there a long time ago and it, and haven't seen any progress, so, but behind the scenes, there obviously is progress, it just seems slow.
It's taken us a long time to get to this point, including putting the borrowing together. Which I think the city council jumped in with both feet on that, which I'm grateful for, but that was not an easy decision for them to make. And it's taken us a while to put the actual RFP and the methodology together to go.
I'd imagine.
But I think now it's gonna go faster.
But I think, you know, like that park that's across the street from Bountiful High, I don't know the name of that park, but that is so loved already. I mean, everybody goes to that park, and I think that would be so great to have here.
Yeah.
They had two options to go to.
Sure,
up the hill from here.
Yeah, that's such a good park. It has everything.
Yeah,
I know the landscape architect who did that. He's a good friend.
Oh, man, that's good.
But thanks.
Well, hopefully he'll make an application.
Yeah, I think he's got
or
a
response.
Good point. I don't know.
Yeah. We really do have potential here for something.
It's
truly
awesome.
Special and unique.
And it's in a really good spot. That's the nice thing.
You know, David and I especially feel sort of an obligation to hit a grand slam on this project. And I think he's already told me in advance how depressed he's going to be if it doesn't turn out, you know, to be a great park project. Sorry, I didn't mean to get personal. Anyway, it'll be a disappointment if it's not great.
But the park project feeding into the whole master plan.
Yeah, totally.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you look
and
at a park downtown Salt Lake that they call the living room of Salt Lake, that's the type of thing that we really
That's what we looked at.
That's actually what
we've been said that.
Exactly. Yeah, these open spaces in the middle of urban centers are just so important and so critical. And that was really the starting point. Really to create something special for yourself.
It's just so tempting to have you here to ask all of our questions, so can I venture another one?
This is Ted's time, so you might
Ask. Whoever would like to answer it, happy to. If in the future our exit gets moved or closed or replaced, I mean, would that lend to a little friendlier center street, or is it still going to just be pretty busy.
That's a great question, and I do believe that we're going to lose that off ramp from the I-15 system, so there won't be an exit any longer
off of the 89,
off of I-15.
Right here on Center.
Center Street off ramp
exit.
Oh, when you're southbound. I think we're going to lose
that.
And so. There's a couple of things could affect Center Street. I think that's one of
them.
That's
one of them.
Dang, that's my exit.
The other one is the intersection, that is the interchange, which is proposed south of the gravel pit, should have the effect of diverting trucks and heavy traffic off of Center Street. Now, that's my guess. So, once in a while, I think GPS takes over the world, and drivers, including me, just follow it even when we shouldn't.
I think it's an almost certainty that it will reduce it. We just don't know
how
much.
How much.
If you're just the Michael Scott of the world, where you're driving to the lake.
That's it.
That's what GPS is.
The other thing that we're considering on that question, though, is UDOT has made a proposal about a grade separation on Center Street from the railroad. That would take Center Street below the railroad tracks. We're looking at that right now. So I don't know. What that will mean.
That would be fantastic.
It would be fantastic if it's feasible. So I don't know if it's feasible or not.
We'll do it in South America.
All right.
So thank you.
Thanks, Tim.
Thank you, Ted and Tim.
And I'll just briefly mention the other one, that the city council passed the city's water conservation plan. This is required by the state, and we selected a consultant a couple of years ago, Bowen Collins, and they developed developed a plan for us that we adopted, and it gets that implementation in a lot of different categories: pricing of water, education, ordinances that affect landscaping, and it's, you know, we're really happy with that product. We've sort of been working on implementing components even before we adopted the plan, notably ordinances and pricing. So it's a big milestone, I think, for the city as well. I will send it around to this committee. And if you want to add anything to that, David or Ken, on the water conservation plan, you're welcome to. Otherwise, I am done with my update.
So I'm going back to the Hatch Park real quick. Is there a timetable for that? Like, when it'd be done?
So that's a great question. This phase, once we engage the services of a designer, general contractor, and construction manager, will probably take 8 to 9 months before we have a final design, and then the project, that phase of the project ends with preparation of construction documents that we would be able to go out to bid for. So I imagine we're probably a year away from construction beginning.
And the phase two is at least three years.
Phase two, yeah.
Because that includes the rec center.
Yeah, it includes the rec center.
And that timetable starts countdown when? Is that when phase one finishes, or when phase one goes to design, or still to be designed?
Yeah, those are great questions too. I think what I would say, because the mayor and I are still formulating our position, the city's position with the board over there, I think what we will do is try to make the board come to some agreement with the city before the end of 3 years.
Okay.
I think it helps our position as a city, which is not my favorite word, but if we were to have some leverage in that discussion, it would be that the city has started construction on phase one. So the park is actually real. We've torn some buildings down. We're actually building the park. So now we want the rec center to commit because of that work. And that will help us in our discussions. It also helps that he's the chair next year. I mean, that's, you know.
Drive more of the agenda.
Yeah, he's going to have more influence with his peers and on the board. And so, anyway, there's.
And on that board, it's all of the Davis County mayors?
It's representatives of the 5 cities. They're not all mayors. There's a couple of council members, and then there's 3 at-large citizens within the area that are selected by the county commission.
Okay. Cool. Thank you.
And thank you for the water conservation update.
Yeah,
that's good news.
And that's it for Ted.
Yep. Unless you've got any questions or you've got anything that you'd suggest that I take back to council. My general thing is to hit key decisions that we've come to as a committee, you know, and I do that when that makes sense. So
be nice to set a goal to have bylaws established and present in October. I mean, even if it's just an internal goal, that might be a good goal to set.
Thanks.
Well, like I said,
I was gonna say, is that us or is that
I think
that comes from
you?
Draft
for you in your next meeting, your August meeting. So.
Yeah, in a month through you.
Yep.
As far as the chair updates, I was gonna ask. We've never really had like a budget per se for the different events. I mean, we've always stayed within budget of what we have for the year. But wondered if you might look and see if they ever set an amount for different things or where we are on the budget so that we have, because we have quite a few things coming up, and then maybe we can divide it out and figure out what we have for each item. Because I definitely don't want to go over budget, but I want to make sure that we give, you know, sometimes if I feel like Halloween takes a little bit more than maybe the photo contest, but we should give enough where it needs to be.
So this is for events then, right?
Events that are coming up, yeah. But that was just on my mind because we've never really had a dollar per se that we need to shoot for. We've always been careful. I feel like we have anyway. The upcoming events that are coming up in the fall are the ones that are listed, and wanted to see if, Dallas, are you still okay to be over the photo contest? And do you have any idea of like a theme or anything going forward? I know it's not for a couple months, but.
I still would stay away from the theme so that because people don't follow that.
Oh, good. I think that's, we talked about that, and we weren't gonna probably do a theme for that very reason.
My big concern right now has been to try to find somebody to present that evening. And I had one guy in mind. I met him like once, but I followed him online, or perhaps one of the high school teacher or from the university.
So we have some significant photographers in the area that are successful. Do you want it to be like that, like a photography business, or?
Are you looking for a judge?
No.
No, just a talk.
We do the judging. Talk. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm looking for somebody who's interesting.
Well,
because most of them are just art wedding photographers. And mm-hmm.
Derek Israelson, does that name sound familiar to anyone?
Yeah. He was my predecessor on the team. On the head coach. He was a head coach.
Well, and Kelly Sansom, he's a North Salt Lake citizen, and he resident, and he has a, Kelly Sansom. He's on Sycamore, and he has a, I mean, he's been a photographer for lots of years, and he's very entertaining.
He's maybe a little more animated than Derek, but, but Derek would be really interesting.
Yeah. Well, we could maybe have both, I guess.
If you wanted someone external, my brother-in-law's a photographer, did a This Is Ogden book that has the spotlight. Anyway, it was a cool book.
Speaking of This Is Ogden, I love the name of that, not a theme, but This Is North Salt Lake, because all the photos need to be of North Salt Lake areas, right? Could we open it up to plein air as well, so you could have some artists competing in a different category?
I mean,
photography is definitely your wheelhouse.
I don't think we've ever explored it, moving it to that.
Maybe if we had a separate one as well, because it's kind of a photo night. We'd have to change it to.
Yeah, we need four City Hall walls, huh?
We could have.
We don't even have the space to hang those.
Right, right. Okay, thanks.
I was just thinking out loud, you could emphasize photos, but you could have it available in case somebody wanted to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Equity for someone who doesn't have a camera. I'm just kidding.
Everybody has a camera.
Everybody has a phone.
That's true.
That's all we get is phone pictures.
That's true. So I guess my thinking was on the upcoming events was if we want to have speaker and things, which you've talked about, the North Salt Lake Reads, if anybody has any leads on who would come. And we're going to move the essay to the, in January, was it January?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So.
And I wanted to just comment on that. In years past, there's been some feelings in this group that awarding prizes for people who have submitted that don't live in North Salt Lake was a bad thing? Is that the feeling that I should be aware of? Because I think it should be open. I don't think we should say TikTok, you know, only game locked for North Salt Lake residents.
I think that the majority were people who didn't live in North Salt Lake, and I think that was kind of a discussion, but certainly is up for a vote or discussion if we want to, or maybe, I don't know. The hard thing with doing an essay contest is we're the ones who are judging them, and I don't know if I don't feel like I'm a great judge. You know what I mean?
Well, I kind of think
expand that a little bit.
Left it open to bountiful, you'd actually have more participation.
Yeah.
Because that's something we just.
I just don't think there's a way to lock it up, and I don't think we should.
Well, include their address.
Meaning to say, I think if we're going to say, send your submissions. Let's see what's submission. I don't think we can just say only North Salt Lake people should win.
How do you feel about that, Ted? Since you're, would it be something you'd?
I think it's gonna just.
I I could see it both ways.
Okay.
I think it's not at all uncommon, you know, for a city sponsoring an event to be like, you know, we're gonna pick the best essay from a resident from Northdale. Like, I don't think that would, in my mind, hurt people's feelings. They'd be like, oh, I understand. But, you know, there are trade-offs, and the trade-offs might include, well, we might limit our participation and energy for the event. So, you know.
Okay.
Same if we had a call for entry in an art category for future art installations. You know, I just think we need to reach out and, you know, if somebody is interested in proposing art, that we should consider it.
So I guess more than it's North Salt Lake, it's sponsored by North Salt Lake, I guess, is more than it's residents of North Salt Lake, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do we want to take a straw poll from the committee on what you think, which way as a group we lean? We want.
Can I ask a few questions before?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm just suggesting.
So what's the participation from both the photo and the reads from the citizens versus non-citizens?
The participation is the same, if that's what you're saying.
Like,
an essay on a theme.
Well, no. So is it 15% North Salt Lake citizens and 85% outside? Or do we know that mix?
For the reads last year, I addressed every envelope, so it was probably 60-40, but I think it was North Salt Lake
primarily.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the total number?
Of submissions.
Submissions,
oh, yeah.
Approximately. Are we talking less than 100 or?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was adult and child entries. And so I think we had probably less than 50 of combined.
We have different lessons to do. It's less than like 30.
Mm-hmm. Was it very much? Because we even talked about do we continue doing the essays?
Well, and that was my follow up is that, can include council, but if the value for the city, you know, we're here to help our citizens, right? And so if we don't see that, where should we divert the resources to something else? I mean, these are my standard.
Yeah, but that's, we talked about this
same thing
before, because we planned things at the beginning of the year, and we said, is it something that's beneficial? Are we getting enough participation?
So maybe this year we try to get those measures and run it this, I mean, we can do it that way.
And part of it was the idea of maybe moving the time frame from the fall to the beginning of the year.
Because both the photography and the writing contest
were
nearly axed this year because of lack of participation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a city of 18,000.
I think the timing would be hard in the fall.
Maybe with the photography, we did the 75th anniversary, and we did the scavenger hunt. We got a pretty good participation in people submitting that. Maybe we could maybe have people, I don't know, just thinking out loud, but maybe we could ask for pictures of like a scavenger hunt or something that they could.
Have you ever heard of Questival?
No.
It was Questival. So the Cotopaxi found, you've heard of Cotopaxi?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the founder, he's a friend of mine, but they did a scavenger hunt, and it was all sorts of cool service-oriented. I mean, I probably saw a handout somewhere, but I mean, you bury $25,000 in the woods, and you get people busy like we did. Just
coming out of state,
Yeah, coming out of state, getting it really close to North Salt Lake.
Yeah.
But I got some letters from people who had participated in the scavenger hunt and said how fun it was as a family that they went and did it. And there was people that probably wouldn't have participated. And it was, you know, different pictures of service, like take somebody's groceries in or something. That was
so, you know, it just goes, if we have limited resources,
mm-hmm.
what should we prioritize for the betterment of the citizens? I think if the plan's there, I think we just...
We're still going to do it. Yeah, we just need to finalize what the plans, you know, what we want to do.
Okay,
with
I'm ready
that.
For the straw poll.
Okay.
Oh, what's the straw poll for?
Sponsored by North Salt.
Oh, sponsored by.
Yeah, do we, I think you asked the question. So if this is, do we want to do a straw poll based on, do we
Yeah.
Well, do you know what? Let me, I can probably speak too, because I think one of the things were, is that we maybe had expectations that the winners would be North Salt Lake, and then when we had so many Bountiful residents that won, I think that was where the, was it supposed to be for North Salt Lake, and we are giving them the North Salt Lake money to Bountiful residents. I think that was it. But if we made it, that's how it was, anybody can participate, then I don't think there would be such a problem.
I really liked your word, sponsored by, rather than only for.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
I
good
really
then.
Yeah.
I think that wouldn't be a problem.
Well, let's just see what the committee thinks, and then we'll know what the committee thinks.
Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? So, do you want to do it?
I don't think that's a bad idea. I do think it's to keep it as anybody can open it or be in, but it is sponsored by the city.
Yeah. Okay, Dallas.
I think so. I guess I don't understand the phrasing, but I'm in favor of keeping it open to people from outside of Salt Lake.
I really like this sponsored. If we have a concern that non-citizens, you could have two different types of prizes
mm-hmm.
to just sort of quell that.
Keep the cash in the city. And
I mean,
send
we could
them
say
the ice
we could say, hey, here's the best of our city, and here's the best of, and you can't win both, but the
okay.
bigger be.
Yeah.
The best of, but we want to highlight those coming from our city.
What about just limiting it to Davis County?
I don't think so.
I think people were talking about a very walkable plan yeah. in the future. I kind of think this is a good example of bring them all. Bring them, let them know North Salt Lake.
Someone from Ohio who
yeah.
suddenly has a lot of time on her hands because she has $25,000 to blow.
Yeah.
But I
really think it might be wise.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I think it might be wise,
right.
though, for us to capture the metrics. Are you inside the city? And even just here so that we can start saying, okay, what is the priority? And we can report back to the council and saying, hey, this is what we perhaps like to change in the future, if anything, right? But having it open and maybe capturing some of that data, even if it's a mailing address, with the exception of the annexation, we know who's Bountiful. We know who's in Ohio.
I have that from last year, and I guess we'll keep collecting that.
Yeah,
so we have
I mean,
those metrics.
If you have that data, I can do something with
yeah,
it.
Okay.
If you'd like to share it.
Sure.
But using that data, we can make a better decision.
All right. I'll send it to you.
Okay.
I lean towards having it be nice and open. That's my 2 cents. And I'd probably just say Utah, just because we're on the border. We're a border. Right, Salt Lake County is almost just as close.
Okay.
And do you mind if I say something?
Mm-mm.
Just so you know, there's no legal problem with you guys giving first prize to anybody you want. I mean, it's not a problem to, if it happens to be a Bountiful resident or a Salt Lake County resident or whoever it is.
Yeah, Banksy, I'm just going to throw
that. Well, I think that was the question last time.
Yeah,
is was it supposed to be just for North Salt Lake? And there's so many Bountiful.
Somewhere in
sure.
Okay.
Is this is for you and posted on the Instagram page.
Oh, yeah, right on. Simply that I would like to provide is that, you know, last year I read the entries as well, and it seemed like there was a lot of entries from people that, I don't know how they felt about the competition, but they participated. And a lot of the entries actually were, I think Tammy and I talked about this, and words in your mouth, so feel free to
that's okay
correct me if I'm wrong, but a lot of the entries felt very personal, and I think it's actually really good that, you know, for people that want some sort of an outlet, that we don't put a border on it. Like, if they happen to be living in Woods Cross might not have a writing competition, and if they happen to live there, like, let's give them the chance to be part of our writing competition if they want to do that. I mean, it's an event that people only do if they want to do it, so if the people want to do it, then we're getting people that are willing participants, and I just find that to be meaningful. And I don't care as much if they're from Woods Cross or
mm-hmm.
North Salt Lake.
Good
so.
Point.
Thank you.
And so I think the photo should be the same thing. It would be the same.
Sure. Just as long as it's taken in North Salt Lake, or
I think it's the North Salt Lake images or what do you call them? Content. I think that's
so.
If they can,
but
if they're in a different city or they're far away, it might be hard for them to.
So
they
keep you from getting pictures of national parks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Well, that is true. Yeah, we can put it in there and see what happens.
That is specifically North Salt Lake content, though.
We want to highlight our entire city.
Yeah,
because all the winners go into the city hall.
Yeah, so I think we can limit the content to within.
Okay. All right. And then, of course, Halloween is, we'll just, what we need to do is just see what you think was great. If we want to keep the kind of the things that we've done, sometimes we do the same thing and then do get bored with it. But it was, I thought it was great last time. Mm-hmm. We moved it from just a drive-through event to a walkable one, and it was good. So I just wanted to just kind of put that on the radar because it's only a few months away.
Are we missing to the river event?
Oh, I don't have that on there. I'm sorry. That comes up, doesn't it?
September 10th. And is Allie still looking for theme ideas?
September 9th.
She had been.
Is that Saturday?
The 9th.
Okay, because it is a Saturday, I know.
That was kind of put on between the city and the county.
Okay.
That was also, they have limited space for people. So that was one where Allie, I think, said, you know, we don't necessarily need help.
Yeah, I think that is exactly what.
Well, they have limited rentals, right?
Wait, we have
it's a limit on rentals, not participation. So if I have six boats,
yeah,
I can bring
can,
them all.
If people bring their boats,
bring them all as long as they have life jackets, paddles, and boats.
And we do get a lot of boats. That's an event that I, Stan Porter, and I do every year in Halley, so in the county.
It's a cool thing.
It's pretty cool.
Stay in the boat.
Unless you have trouble in canoes, then it's not so fun.
Okay.
I have two huge canoes.
What was the Kelly's name? Kelly.
Sansom. I can send you. Yes, Sansom. I can send you his information.
It was on the triangle corner of Sycamore and Portrait.
Right at the top.
Run by the.
So Dallas, next time we meet, if you could just have any assignments that you want us to have, because it's getting close. That's getting really close. And if anybody has any authors that they know of, we've gone out of North Salt Lake if we need to.
Oh, yeah, and I've got a good place to tap into that. So
oh, you do?
Maybe
okay.
Next meeting.
Okay, if you have some leads on that, that'd be great. Anybody have anything else? Dallas?
Nope.
Jeff? Peter?
I'm just wondering, actually I already know the answer, I need to work with you. There's some trail maintenance that probably needs to happen. And I'll just get with you and I provide the labor. We use the trail, the Wild Rose Loop enough that I could get 60 bodies up there, and I just want to make sure we don't do things that would be a detriment to the trail. So.
Are they going to do a day of service?
Might be good to add to that, too.
Yeah. Talks about it. Yeah.
When is the day of service?
Isn't that about the same day? So I was going to say, that's the same day.
I don't know if getting the river is the 9th.
The
9th
of what?
September.
Yeah, because it's always by September 11th.
Yeah, the day of service will be the Saturday before the
11th. So I wonder if that,
yeah.
Is it called To the River?
Getting the River.
I might be about to
get the river.
We'll divide up.
Yeah, that's okay.
Oh, not get into? Yeah. We don't want to get into it, right?
Actually, it doesn't have a date on there.
Okay.
I have just a few fresh scrapes from the Wild Rose Trail, just from the brush.
From the thorns, maybe?
Nope, just the brush.
I was just saying Wild Rose.
When I go 20 miles, yeah. You go 20 miles an hour down the trail, you're down to get cut.
Okay. That's nice that you can get volunteers to do that.
Yeah.
It's great they do that. Anything else?
No, thank you.
And it's the day of service day.
I think so.
It's September 9th.
We'll make that arrangement.
Well, that's, they're all in that mindset. They might as well.
I maybe
the one that yelled at you that you were telling me about?
Yeah, the really mean guy.
who could yell at you?
They rode by at 20 miles an hour saying, thank you.
As long as you don't hear someone yelling Strava as they pass you. That's,
Maybe that's for another time.
Yeah. I just need Derek Israelson.
All right, do you have anything else, Ted? Camille?
No, thank you.
Anything else from you, Ken? We appreciate you being here and the information you gave us.
Thanks.
Anytime. Carmen?
No, good.
Okay, then I motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
All in favor? Thank you. All in favor, aye.
Well done.
Okay, thank you very much.
A lot handled.